Hello and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast with me, Hormis Patakia. I hope you all had a wonderful holy weekend, and we are back to tell you everything that you need to know as markets resume trading. This three-day trading week will mark the end of the March FNO series. And if you'd see that in absolute terms, the Nifty is completely flat, up just over 100 points, but the entire series has been anything but flat. Now, last week turned out to be a good one for the markets, with the Nifty recovering all of its losses to post a modest weekly gain. But despite that, it is still down well over 450 points from its recent peak of 22,526. Now, for today, some important levels to track on the Nifty will first be Friday's high, which was 22,181, which is also around the 20-day moving average of 22,168, and also on the downside, 21,946, which is the 50-day moving average, will be a key level to watch. Now, the same has been the case with the Nifty Bank as well, which has recovered over 500 points in the last two trading sessions after a 9-day fall. Now, that recovery has taken it closer to levels of 47,000, and that will be an important level to monitor, as the Nifty Bank has not managed to close above that level since the 12th of March. Now, an interesting thing to note here is that even as we are 3 days away from expiry, Nifty Bank's rollovers are already at 69%. Now, compare that to the Nifty, they are at 36%. Now, another thing to note is that it's not very often that we are coming off a long weekend, we are heading into one as well. So, the participation or volumes may remain on the lower side this week. Now, as I mentioned, it's been a long weekend, so the list of stocks that are in focus will be long as well. And I'll start off with Adani Ports, where it has acquired a 95% stake in Gopalpur Ports for an enterprise value of 3,080 crore rupees. Now, this stake will be acquired for a cash consideration of 1349 crore. The transaction is likely to be completed by the first quarter of FY25 and is subject to approval from the concerned state government authorities. The SP Group had a majority stake of 56% in the Gopalpur Ports, and the other 39% was acquired from Orissa Stevedores Limited. Now, some interesting developments around Welspun Corp and its associate company EPIC or EPIC. Firstly, it mentioned over the weekend that it has agreed to cancel a 339 crore order from Saudi Aramco, but also said that this will not affect operations in any form, as this deal was not part of its production schedule for the year and the raw material for the same was not yet procured. Now, later on Monday evening, it said that it has won a 512 crore order from Saline Water Conversion Corporation in Saudi Arabia for the manufacturing and supply of steel pipes for a period of 30 months. Now, this order will reflect in their financials from the first quarter of FY25 till the third quarter of FY27. Now, Dr. Reddy's has entered into a licensing agreement with Pharmaz to market a resuscitative agent which is used in the treatment of a hypovolemic shock. Now, Dr. Reddy's has received exclusive rights to market and distribute the product in India. Pharmaz, as part of this deal, will be entitled to upfront payments and royalties. And additionally, from India, it has also won marketing rights for this said agent in Nepal as well. Now, a block deal may take place in Mankind Pharma, where Beige Limited is likely to sell up to 2.9% stake. Now, at the lower end of the price band, this deal is valued at around 2460 crore rupees. Now, as of December, Beige Limited had a 2.99% stake in Mankind Pharma. Now, insurance stocks will also be in focus after the regulator or IRDAI approved surrender value regulations. Now, the surrender value is expected to remain the same or even lower if policies are surrendered up to 3 years. It may see a minor increase if policies surrendered between the 4th to the 7th year. The IRDAI has also approved the Bima Sugam platform. Now, Morgan Stanley expects HDFC Life to do well in the near term, as the stock was the most impacted since the regulatory changes were proposed. Also, watch for stocks like Hindustan Aeronautics, which has signed a 194 crore contract, Maruti, where it has recalled some units of the Wagonar and Baleno, Lupin, where it will carve out its trade generics business in India on a slump sale basis, where there are plenty of stocks to watch out for, and you can read that entire list on CNBCTV18.com. In the global markets, the handover from Wall Street is subdued. Remember, we'll be reacting to 2 days of data from Wall Street. On Friday as well, the indices ended mostly lower. The Asian markets this morning are mixed, but South Korea's KOSPI has hit the highest level in 2 years, and the GIFT Nifty is indicating a slightly lower poor start to the trading day as we speak. Now that's all from today. We wish you a wonderful trading day ahead and hope that this day is as action-packed as the first few games of the Indian T20 League have turned out to be. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com.